Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of her on her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello and welcome to Provocative Thoughts, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steve, a self-proclaimed student of light in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host the show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, homosexuality in the black community. Our guest, Shango Amin, dedicated race warrior, executing his function to execute disorder. Homosexuals are not born, they are made. Homosexuality is the final push to destroy a people who have withstood everything. I'd like to welcome our guest, Mr. Shango Amin. Welcome to Provocative Thoughts, sir.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate the opportunity to be here, and I look forward to being of some service. Tonight, I want to speak to you about what I consider to be a major threat to the survival of black people globally, maybe the greatest threat, not just in Philly or L.A., but black people everywhere, from England to Africa, America to Brazil. The black race is under siege to accept and embrace this alien death style into our communities and mindsets as natural and normal. But these perversions, while natural to other people, do not become a part of our reality until the greatest Holocaust ever perpetuated against us. You know, the rape and assault on Africa. Rape after rape after rape and violent molestation created broken, traumatized Africans to create more broken, traumatized Africans. If you want to destroy people who have survived every atrocity imaginable, survived the nonstop organized and institutional genocidal assault, what do you do? Well, if you can get the men to want men and the women to want women, then that's checkmate. The destruction of a race, beginning with the destruction of the black family. But it's time for us to decide if we should survive. Because if we won't stand up and protect our children from this homosexual pedophile assault, and I'm here to present that they are both one and the same, assault on our children, maybe we should be eliminated. There's no other species on the planet but the American Negro that will not die to protect their children. We must protect our children from all forces preying on them, from the homo pedophiles to the homo police hunting them in the street. When we allow them to pass laws forcing us to accept their sin, will we reject their madness? They have Negro puppets passing laws in our name and suffering, defending the same homos who have always been our enemies, who raped little boys and little girls on the plantation and led every lynching. Well, I'm here to peel back the political layers, the promotional lies, and shed light on what it is, by their definition, what it is completely in all its forms, where and who it comes from, and what our response as a people must be. Merriam-Webster Dictionary describes it simply as of, relating to, or characterized by a tendency to direct sexual desire toward another of the same sex. Notice it doesn't say anything about love, responsibility, building a family, or commitment. Only a tendency to direct sexual desire to members of the same sex. I don't know about you, but it sounds a lot like an out-of-control lust or perversion that becomes an obsession. But definitely a mental problem or decision, not a biological. Wikipedia, which can be written by anybody, says homosexuality is romantic attraction, sexual attraction, or sexual behavior between members of the same sex or gender. As a sexual orientation, homosexuality is an enduring pattern of emotional, romantic, and or sexual attractions to people of the same sex. Obviously, one of the homosexuals came in and tried to give it a more positive spin, but it still amounts to a mental compulsion for sex with the same sex, which technically is dissexual because, by definition, sex can only take place between a man and a woman. They're trying to alter reality to suit insanity. and I keep saying they, so let's figure out who they are. Let's clarify where it came from. There's tons of information documenting this behavior, all the way back to their time in the caves, where it happened without the labels of bestiality, homosexuality, incest, child rape, molestation, etc. The behaviors existed and were normal, without hesitation or second thought. These behavioral norms came out of the caves with them, with their adoption, acceptance, and incorporation into the foundations of so-called Western civilizations, beginning with Greece, where it was common for fathers to have their sons paired with a mentor who sodomized them as a sort of rites of passage, so they would be more manageable and less a threat to their wealth, wife, etc. In fact, the first piece of literature attributed to Europeans is the Iliad, which most of us had to read in school, where one of the stories is of a king who, before going off for adventure, gave his son his mentor for training and sodomizing. That's why I always encourage black people not to use the term mentor, because it literally means a homosexual relationship, given knowledge in exchange for being sodomized, being penetrated anally. This is the origin of your Greek fraternity hazing rituals, etc. I mean, we know you're going to get screwed in and by college. This is ridiculous. But now they are trying to convince us that it's okay. Since they're trying to sell this to the black community, they're lying on our ancestors, saying that they engaged in it in an attempt to rewrite history to trick us into accepting it. But it did not originate in Africa and had no place there prior to European contact and infection. How can I be so sure? Well, the mythology created by people reflects their identity, their cultural reality. And European mythology is steeped in homosexuality. The Greeks took the African gods that we taught them about as naturally complementary and heterosexual and turned them into homosexual. Take this story about the father of all gods, Zeus, who comes down to earth as a bird and scoops up the most beautiful boy, Ganymede, to have sex with. So if your chief god is a homosexual and a pedophile homosexual at that, what do you think is normal for this society? Exactly. The European has always had a disdain for his woman, which can be reflected in all the components of his society. She has always been a low-value commodity in his societies, from the caves to the present. Her value was below the value of animals, so much that the goat, the cow, or even the dog ate or received medical care before her. Only children were lower than her, and only then until they grew strong enough to work, and then she fell back to the bottom rung. So one has only to observe the treatment and status that Europeans place on women throughout history to determine the originators and devotees of homosexuality in its various forms, because you would have to have a disdain for women to engage in those behaviors. It is estimated that millions were killed during the Inquisition, that 85% of those killed were women. I mean, they were burning women 100 at a time. That was common and bragged about by priests. So these kinds of violence and atrocities against women definitely indicate and corroborate the homosexual foundation that has borne out all the way up to the present, where we have the church being the largest global institution of homosexual and pedophilia against children globally. So the worship, now the worship, admiration, and respect accorded women across African society confirms that we are not them and they are not us. You know what I mean? And to give you a clear example highlighting the difference in cultural values, now while the whites had to pay a dowry to get you to take their daughters off their hands, African suitors had to reverse. They had to pay the family a dowry to compensate for losing a valued family member. The African has never been at war with his woman, honoring, respecting, and treating women fairly and equal. You know, so the black race is not the source or originator of homosexuality. Where did we get it from? And why should we care about it? There's not any history of it among our people prior to European contact or infection. We've already seen that it can only come from a people who at its core has disdain for females and the feminine principle. And who fits that description better than the people who created not one, not two, but three so-called religions whose outlook on women could only come from homosexuals? Christianity has taken the woman out of the Holy Trinity of man, woman, and child, and made it man, ghost, and ghost. It blames women eternally for creating sin, etc. Islam promises you virgins after you die and permits sex with eight-year-olds. These are the doctrine of the white Arab and the European homosexual pedophiles who raped and murdered their way into Africa. We learned it firsthand from them because they often raped and murdered the boys and men first, because that's who they are. That's how we learned about it. That's how it became part of our community. We learned it from our savage captors and, frankly, hurt people, hurt people. Hundreds of years of homosexual rape and trauma has stamped this sickness in our psyche. Sex slaves or sex farms being raped by homosexual pedophiles have left our families victimized that produce more victims. So let me explain to you that.
Let me just interject. So you're saying that the black man has been traumatized by his interaction with these Europeans?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. He's traumatized by obscenities and atrocities. But let me be clear. No other group in the world could have survived what we have survived at their hands. Nobody else could survive. And this is what traumatizes them. That it's like, how is this Negro still standing? How are they still able to recover after all we've done to them? We've reduced them almost to animals. We have waged war on them in every way possible. We have taken the wealth garnered from their rape and built institutions to perpetuate the genocidal treatment of Africans, and yet they still stand. So how do you get rid of them? How do you deal with people who are taking eggs? And if you can get the men to want men and the women to want women, it's over. You know what I mean? And it's also part of, emasculation. It has several benefits. They can get you to accept homosexuality. You know, these are people who sodomize their own children because they're afraid of them. Make their sons more manageable and make their sons least likely to kill them and take their wealth, because that's what European societies do. You know what I mean? The son gets old enough and he kills his father and he takes over his castle, his home, and his wealth, and so forth and so on. So in order to lessen that, it became a procedure to have your son, as part of his schooling, to be sodomized. That's the benefit. You know what I mean? He became the boy toy for his teacher. So let me explain that, you know, and they try to pretend like it's all different. They try to pretend that there's this long alphabet of differences among them, with each needing their own letter, LGBTQIOU, and sometimes the Y. That's a big scam. They are all the same. Cancer is cancer, whether it's breast cancer, throat cancer, cancer just in slightly different flavors. All sick, depraved, and unnatural, and all of them want your children. That's like when you add up all the letters, they equal pedophile. They're all interchangeable and all mentally unstable. More importantly, though, is they are dangerous. You know? But you may say, well, so what? Who cares what they do in their homes? But what they do in their homes does not stay in their homes. What they do, you know, nothing exists on its own. You know, people are parts of a community. And they're either a threat to the community. Right. You know, you've got instances, thousands and thousands of instances of teachers. Like now, they just, a school custodian. They just found that he'd been molesting kids, boys in the school for close to 20 years, you know. You know, so if it didn't matter what they did in their home, then their numbers would not be growing. Does anybody remember when there was one open flaming one to every neighborhood? They hunt. They seek out new virgin territory for conquest. They have slowly been taking steps, but they have not hidden what they want. They have an agenda, and it's not hidden. Let's look at the stated goals of gay rights activists drafted in 1972. Coalition of gay organizations and activists came together and drafted these goals, and they've been busy. Prominent among this coalition of homosexuals was NAMBLA, N-A-M-B-L-A, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, which, like Plato, the other Greeks, and all their civilizations since, believe there is no higher form of love than that between a man and a boy. So it's clear that they are all homosexual, with some specializing or identifying more to various forms. You know what I mean? So let's look at this. On the federal level, they want to amend all federal civil rights acts and other legislation and government controls to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, public accommodations, and public services. They've already gotten that one. Issuance by the president of an executive order prohibiting the military from excluding, for reasons of their sexual orientation, persons of their own volition desire entrance into the armed forces, and from issuing less than 40 honorable discharges for homosexuality and upgrading to full honorable for all discharges. Now, on a side note about this, I find it very funny that while the government has issued all these laws and rules forcing you to accept homosexualities and transgenders and giving them all equal rights and telling you can't discriminate them, but they still discriminate on them. You know, they support their rights all the way up to the point of giving them a gun. They know these people are mentally unstable, and they will not let them in the military and let them have access to the weapons. So, I mean, so that's a contradiction in what they're saying, what these people are. All right, so another one, they want elimination of tax inequities, victimizing single persons and same-sex couples. They want elimination of bars to the entry, immigration, and naturalization of homosexual aliens. So they want to fled the country with homos. Federal encouragement and support for sex education courses prepared and taught by gay women and men, presenting homosexuality as a valid, healthy preference and lifestyle, as a viable alternative to heterosexuality. So they want the right to develop programs to promote homosexuality to children and be given access to the children in the school system. You know what I mean? So that they can come in there and tell them, promote them, this death style as a viable alternative to normal, to heterosexuality. 7, appropriate executive orders, regulations, and legislation banning the compiling, maintenance, dissemination of information on an individual's sexual preferences, behavior, and social and political activities for dossiers and databanks. In other words, they don't want to be tracked of people, records to be kept of their pedophilia behavior. They want federal funding.
It's appropriate executive orders.
Appropriate executive orders, right. Ain't that great?
That, from the president?
Yeah, that's what they want. Yeah, man. They want executive orders, issues, you know, because they're harder to overturn than legislation. You put them, you know what I mean, they're there. The federal funding of aid programs of gay men's and women's organizations designed to alleviate the problems encountered by gay women and men which are engendered by an oppressive sexist society, which means they want the government to fund them, to fund their campaign, which they have done. You know what I mean? Like I was there's a guy, Cleo Monago, that Obama gave like $7-8 million to create media to promote the same gender loving lifestyle in the black community. It's a black guy that they funded to create media and movies and films to make this attractive to school for school students. You know what I mean? It's not for going after adults. This is all. This is aimed. They got money to create media to make the homosexual death style attractive and appealing to school children, and we're allowed to introduce it to children. Now, I mean, 9. They want the now immediate release of all gay women and men now incarcerated in detention centers, prisons, and mental institutions because of sexual offense charges relating to victimless crimes or sexual orientation, and an adequate compensation be made for the physical and mental duress encountered. And that's all existing records relating to the incarceration be immediately expunged. Boy, I know there's a lot of black folks who had their lives and families destroyed over a bag of marijuana. I'd like to get that kind of help. You know. But anyway, now on the state level, they were all federal legislations and programs enumerated in demands 1, 6, 7, and 8, and 9 above should be implemented at the state level where applicable. 2, repeal of all state laws prohibiting private sexual acts involving consenting persons. Equalization for homosexuals and heterosexuals for the enforcement of all laws. Now, this one is particularly devious, and yeah, and I'm going to point out and show you what the danger in this. It says repeal of all state laws prohibiting private sexual acts involving consenting persons. Now, what's the normal term that you hear in this? It's involving consenting adults, right? They didn't say consenting adults. They put consenting persons because their ultimate goal is children. And I'm going to show you. Repeal all state laws prohibiting solicitation for private voluntary sexual liaisons and laws prohibiting prostitution, both male and female. That means they want to just be free to just harass you, you know what I mean? But they can approach your children in McDonald's and Walmart. Enactment of legislation prohibiting insurance companies and any other state regulated enterprises from discriminating because of sexual orientation in insurance and in bonding or any other prerequisite to employment or control one's personal demands. Now, if you're out soliciting the streets, I would think insurance company got a right to rule you a high risk. You know what I mean?
Right.
But they got 5, enactment of legislation so that child custody, adoption, visitation rights, foster parenting, and the like should not be denied because of sexual orientation or marital status. And that's why you have every week there's a case of some children in foster care being molested by some pedophiles, homosexual pedophiles, because they've already won this right and they've given them access to the children. You know, they say properly, what the hell? Don't nobody want them. Give them to the fag, to the homos, and let them do what they want with them. Repeal of all state laws prohibiting transvesticism and cross-dressing. This is what I tell you. All of them are all the same. They're just different labels for the same deviant behavior. Now, here is the most telling and dangerous one of them all. Number 7, they want to repeal the repeal of all laws governing the age of sexual consent. Now, they're on TV promoting that they're just healthy family people like everybody else. They love each other. They just love people the same sex. Then why do you need the repeal of all laws governing the age of sexual consent? Nobody but a pedophile. Nobody. So the homo, and this is drafted at the homosexual platform meeting. So This, by their own definition, states that the homosexual movement wants access to your children.
The repeal of all laws governing the age of sexual consent basically means that there's no age. Are you saying that any age is, anybody, any age? Is that what you're saying?
That means, they can walk right up and approach your children in the playground and try to initiate sexual relations with a 6-year-old child, 5-year-old child, 4-year-old child, 3-year-old child. You know what I mean? The headlines have been dominated by a guy who just filmed himself having sex with infants and all kinds of sick. That would be legal. This is what they want to be able to do without, you know, possibility of any incrimination. This is the most dangerous one of all. This, to me, is a declaration of war on life, on family, and on people. And this makes them public enemy number one that must be stopped. You know what I mean? So you got all these black folks running around. They've been sold all these platitudes and these cliches through the media that I don't care, you know what I mean? Oh, I don't care what they do behind closed doors. And if they got 6-year-old children behind there, you should care. 5-year-old children, man. But this is what they want. And, you know, they promoted, they media campaigned on that. Just like, you know, when the Black Power movement was in its heyday, you know, whenever we came up with a slogan or something that galvanized the people, that people were able to gather around, they made sure they undermined it. You know what I mean? They turned right on into a joke. You know what I mean? They turned Black is Beautiful into a joke. You know what I mean? The media jumped on it and actually caricatured it and beat it down so that it was took the power out of it. You know what I mean? So this is what they do. So they want to repeal all laws governing the age of sexual consent. So you and now with the way they are legally, the laws have been construed, they're actually saying that, you know, your 6-year-old child, this pervert could catch your child on the chat room or catch your child on the way to school, you know what I mean? And get in their head and say all kinds of things and get them convinced that they are, you know, they give them puppy or give them, you know what I mean, candy, whatever. And have them thinking that they are involved, that they have a relationship, they be in love, they receive love. Now, they confuse your child, and your child decides that he's now in love with this man. The law now will protect the child's ability to make that decision. When a child is not qualified to make that decision, but not only will the law will support the child and back him and will protect him against you trying to help your child. They'll say this child is determined that he's another gender. You know what I mean? And they will support him. They will find it. They will pay for puberty blockers. They will pay for drugs and operations to destroy your child forever. So
wow.
A pedophile, spin them around. And should you get so? And now they've actually made the therapy, the psychologist. They're psychologists who specialize in trying to counsel children out of these traumatic situations. They're making them illegal. You cannot. It is criminal to help your child recover from delusions of homosexuality. The therapy is illegal, and they is illegal for them to practice. You can't even get on the internet or get on the phone and look for a psychiatrist who's qualified to help your child recover from this traumatic experience, because they've been made them illegal. That kind of counseling illegal, so they can't even make themselves available to the community. That's crazy. You know.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's a lot of power right there. How is this all setting with in terms of the legislative body here in the country? Like, are any of these and that probably has been passed. This regarding the therapeutic.
Yeah, they just passed the thing, stopping the therapy, but they have other legislation, and the sad part about it is they use the Negro as the vehicle for promoting and introducing most of this legislation, you know, and which I find most criminal is if we have. We have a woman who is pretending to be black, who is not actually black, putting forth Kamala Harris, who's only saying she's black now and she's running for president, is proposed legislation, and I actually have the audacity to call it the anti-lynching bill, which seeks to benefit actually publicize our suffering and apply our suffering as protection for the people who introduce our suffering. Homosexuality and rape and all that stuff, that happened on the plantation. That happened on the slave ships. That happened on the trails, you know what I mean, to the slave ships. You know what I mean? And it was done by, who were these people? Obviously, they were homosexuals because they were raping men and children. And boy, obviously, they were pedophiles and homosexuals. That they rape men and children and stuff. So how can you and the people who led the lynching, these are all homosexual presidents, how can you seek legislation to protect the pedophile and the homosexual using the suffering of their victims? Naming it after their victim. Anti-lynching bill does nothing. You know, they're capitalizing on people were just, for a century, people were trying to get legislation and government to do something to prevent lynching in America, and they never did. They never produced any legislation with any meat in it to protect blacks from lynching. They never did it. And to now, use that term, use our suffering as a catalyst for protection for pedophiles and homosexuals is intolerable. Black people should be raising up. They should be tearing this joint up. You know what I mean? And they give it to you in blackface, you know? And, you know, they've hijacked all the civil rights legislation that was supposedly written for black folks that was never for black folks' protection. They've never enforced or applied. They've given them to homosexual protection. They've taken all the things that the Negroes fought and died for, supposedly, and applied and given them to the homosexuals. Now you are, it's illegal for you to reject their insanity. You don't have the right to refuse them access to your children in schools, libraries, bathrooms, public bathrooms. What are you going to do when you see a man follow your daughter into a bathroom? You're going in there behind him, and you're going to reject him. You're going to eject him from that bathroom. But if he responds violently and you have to hurt him, then instead of two men, it being two men that had a fight and at the worst an assault charge, no, it's a hate crime. And you pick up an extra 15 years, you know?
15 years for what?
For hate crime, because you hit him because you struck him because he was a homosexual. The fact that he's a homosexual makes y'all having an argument, makes y'all having a disagreement, you know what I mean, that men have been having since the beginning of time. Y'all having an argument or disagreement that might lead to some pushing or shoving or hitting or anything of that nature. In addition to it being you being charged with assault, you're being charged with a hate crime because he is a protected class, a homosexual. It's a hate crime to put your hands on a homosexual. And you get
okay, so you violated his constitution, his rights, because he's trying to go to the bathroom. You're trying to violate it. That's his right, you're saying? So you trying to stop him from going to this bathroom. You're preventing him from, Is that what you're saying?
A homosexual.
He had a right to go there?
Oh, they're saying he definitely has a right to go there. But they're saying you striking him, you having an altercation with him, is a hate crime. You are not allowed to disagree or prevent or interact with the homosexual against his wishes. It's a hate crime. Anything that y'all do, two people, if you have a parking, you don't even have to know he's a homosexual. You can have a fender bender in the parking lot and y'all get to arguing and you push him. It's a hate crime. 15 years.
Really? That's a federal law. You're saying that's a federal law now. That
hate crime.
Happens that way. You got 15 years.
If you touch them, period. If you have any interaction with them, you are not allowed to bother them. It is a hate crime. Automatically a hate crime. They can come in. Like if you've seen them popular, them. There's a lot of videos on these transgender men, big, husky, burly-ass men, tearing up stores and acting a fool because somebody called them a sir or something instead of ma'am. They were acting a fool. Now, if you react to this homosexual tearing up your store, kicking your equipment, if you put your hands on them, it's a hate crime. They can do whatever they want. You cannot touch them because it's a hate. They're protected. They're special class, protected, same, and they're protected, and any interaction with them is they say that you did that because it's discrimination against him as a homosexual, and therefore makes it's a hate crime. This is the law now. If you go in Walmart tonight and as they do, because if you go down there on South, them faggots be reckless eyeballing you, and, you know, they ain't bashful or nothing no more because they know they got protection. So they just, you know, they keep looking at you, and you say something to them like, man, what you looking at me? Stop Googling me or whatever. You say whatever you want to them, and they get nasty. They can actually assault you. And if y'all get to fighting, when the police come, you'll get locked up for hate crime.
How's that? That sounds like sexual harassment.
It is. You ain't see the thing? They're asking for they demand, and they demanded the right to be able to solicit whoever they want, whenever they want. So obviously,
right,
they got that one too. It's prohibiting
solicitation for private voluntary sexual liaison.
Right.
We appealed
to
the state law
their right
that prohibits
to assault
that.
You. They're under their rights to intimidate and harass you. But if you respond to the harassment or reject that harassment, you can end up with a hate crime charge.
And you mentioned NAMBLA. Could you tell us a little more about that?
NAMBLA. And there's another, there's a female version of several of these organizations. And these guys who are part of this homosexual platform, they're one of the coalition groups. They're founding members of this coalition seeking rights. And the right they seek is to have sex with children at any age they want. These guys want to be able to approach children at skating rinks, playgrounds, on the way to school, anything they want. And and they hold that there is no, and these are not powerless people. These are powerful people.
That's my next question. Who are these people? Who are they?
They're very wealthy. A lot of them are very wealthy. A lot of them, they go all the way down to the Brooke Hill building. But they start all the way at the top in the White House. You know, if you remember the Page Boy scandals where Bush, the first Bush, and Reagan and them were caught smuggling and having homosexual relationships with these little boys. You know what I mean? They was running them out the White House, different kinds. They want, you got to understand that they feel as though there's no higher form of love than that between a man and a boy. And it is not new. It goes all the way back to their origins. This is where homosexuality started. It started in man-boy love. If you look at all the statues all around the Vatican, all around the churches, there's statues. Statues carved in all the greatest monasteries and churches and castles and stuff, with men having copulating with little boys, and that's who they've always been, and that's who they always will be. Now, what they have been less promotional about it, they've been less public about it over the years because they didn't think that. Their victims, the nations and peoples that they were subjugating around the world would accept it, and it would be harder to deal with and be more rejected. Now, what you see in this trend now of them just coming clean with everything and bringing everything around is an indication that these European, Western, so-called civilizations, these colonial powers, these countries, they feel as though, and I'm talking about America, Britain, France, Germany, Belgium, they feel that they have finally won the war for world domination, and now they feel comfortable showing who they really are and who they intend for you to be. Just that simple.
But this NAMBLA group, I don't understand how they could exist since we have laws against pedophilia. I'm not getting that.
Right. Yeah. How can you have that? I mean, and they do interviews. You go on there. If you would go on YouTube and look for Irritated Genie Speaks, you know, he has some videos available where, you know, where they actually interview these guys, and they sit up there and they talk about, you know, their approaches, like, you know, how they, they don't use the same, like, basically they go into a situation and size a kid up as what they think he'll go for. You know what I mean? They got different approaches on how they, you know, these guys are professional hunters. You know what I mean? That's where the term predators come from. These guys are professionals at going in and diffusing children's natural defenses and befriending them and then confusing them and then molesting them. You know what I mean? Mm. But they buy them. The wealthiest ones, they just buy them. You know, they buy them from all of them. They've got an international ring where they trade them all around. And they get caught every now and again. A whole ring. They got kids locked up in these lavish apartments, and they use them up. But a lot of them have extreme sexual preferences that are violent. And, you know, children are often brutally murdered in having sex with these guys. But these guys are very upfront. They're not hidden. They're not, you know, you would think they'd be chased around the world and they would only be able to keep a P.O. box or something. But these guys have regular meetings. They have meetings all around the world, and, you know, they're constantly pushing, and they're having success. You know, there was just a TED Talk. Now they're starting to have push the agenda. All right, now let me give you something about the DSM. Now, the DSM is the book which on psychiatric disorder that's maintained by the psychiatrist. Now,
right.
up until like 72, homosexuality was considered a mental disorder, which it is.
Right.
It's been a mental disorder. But they had a conference and they voted 5,3500 that should not be, you know, considered mental. But they had them all in there. Weird.
Who's the they again?
Who's
the they? Who are they?
These are the psychologists. The psychologists, they had all the they had all the classifications. They had all the dysfunctions. They had all these people, transvestites, transgender, they had them all classified in different things, and it was all they are identity disorders. You know what I mean? These are, somebody decided that, you know, the homosexual lobby was a little strong, and they took it out. They made it gender disoriented, or, you know, it basically seemed like they made it sense so that the problem is that they're not accepting. The reason why they're having problems is they're not accepting. They flipped it around. That the reason why they're having problems, and the only problem is because they're being forced to hide who they are, and they're not accepting who they are. So if they accept their gender confusion, they'll be healthier. So they took it out.
Therefore, if you're comfortable with being homosexual, then you don't have an issue. But if you're not comfortable with it, then you have a need for
We're not
therapeutic intervention.
Right. Yeah, right. And that's why they're making it illegal for you to help them not accept this confusion, because it's a confusion. You know what I mean? It's not at least in the album. So NAMBLA is they're getting their way. You know what I mean? See, everything they do has been incremental, and I'm talking about the Europeans. I'm talking about the whites and their offspring, because they have because this is natural to them. You know what I mean? And they've been incrementally progressing this agenda over time. They do everything incrementally. You know what I mean? So now that they have forced the generic homosexuality on the world and gotten all these protections for them, now they're starting to defend and redefine pedophilia. They're saying these guys can't help themselves. They're saying it's not a sickness. It's not perversity. It's not, you know, they're saying these guys like sort of like they can't help who they love. They can't. It's an orientation. It's a sexual orientation. And their first steps is they're promoting it as a, well, like, you know, if these guys don't go around and rape children, then are they so bad they can't help who they love? But once they get, and that just sets the stage for them. Because as you see, they're trying to get to repeal the consent law. If they get to repeal the consent law, then it's open season on children.
Mm. Wow, that's a... Yeah. So NAMBLA, what's it, NAMBLA, where's that located?
NAMBLA.
Do you know where that's located at? Where?
I don't know if they have a physical address or...
I mean, I'm gonna look.
They're here in North America. It's North.
NAMBLA.
It's the North American. It's not. I mean, they got international organizations too, but NAMBLA is the North American Man Boy Love Association.
Oh right, North American. So that's right. That's in the United States, right? Canada, United States. Okay.
Yeah,
it says
pedophiles sharing information and resources. It's sharing children.
Right. New York and San Francisco.
Right.
Based in New York and San Francisco. So that's amazing that there's actually an organization of people who profess to be pedophiles. And
yeah, well, if they don't catch them with a child tied up in the back of their SUV, you know, they say they can't. Just knowing they're sick, you know what I mean? But to me, that's insanity. And that's worthy of an involuntary commitment that you demonstrated that you're declaring that you're a danger to society. Didn't they qualify for involuntary commitment?
Wow. Okay, NAMBLA is, you saying, jointly working with the... LGBTQ organization?
Yeah, coalition. They're part of the umbrella coalition. Mm-hmm. And they have resources. They have wealth. You know what I mean? They control media. They control, you know, they're writing. Homosexuality is rampant in the media. They're constantly campaigning, you know what I mean? They're constantly pushing that identity in everything to make it as if it's acceptable. So that you could be like, well, they're here, they got rights too, but it's not that simple. You know, and they've got a very, very powerful campaign. You see, they've accomplished a lot in a little bit of time. That makes you wonder how far back this agenda goes, you know what I mean? And whether or not the so-called gains in legislation that was given and written for the so-called civil rights movement was actually put in place for the homosexuals from the beginning. Because the blacks never benefited from them. None of the legislation that got passed for blacks in the civil rights movement was actually enforced for benefit of black people. So it kind of makes you wonder, you know?
Okay, well, so in terms of it being a detriment to the black community, how is that exactly working out? Like, what it does, is it depopulation? Is it all destroying of you know, cultural ideas? What is it? What's happening? How do you you know, see that?
Like I said, we are a hurt, traumatized people. Recovering from the greatest Holocaust that ever occurred in the world, on the planet. And we have a lot of hurt people in our own community suffering, who have been victimized by the homosexual assault, homosexual rape and molestation. You know what I mean? That's, we've been so we have to be about the business of healing it. We have to go into our own families and our own homes and start healing from the scars, the psychological and emotional scars inflicted on us by savage captives. You know, we have to, we're trying to recover from that. Now, how are we going to recover from it if they're forcing it down our throat? If they're saying that we can't reject, I mean, now you can't reject them in our schools. You know, you send your children, I had a friend that I really loved, and I couldn't understand. I couldn't understand how he could drop his children off every morning to a school that had a man dressed like a woman out front greeting the children. How can you feel comfortable leaving your children in that environment? You know what I mean? Knowing the lack of control among those people, knowing that they are predators, knowing that they don't just seek out each other. The highest, you know, that thing is something new. They want, like I say, men want a virgin. That's what the homo wants. He wants something that is not a homo, that he can make a homo. You know what I mean? He wants a child. You know what I mean? They want children. So for them putting protections on these people in our communities at a time when we're trying to put up protections for our children is very difficult, very difficult situation. But we have to make a decision as to just what we're going to accept, or whether we're going to allow somebody to impose on us a psychosis. We've got children. They got the girls' wrestling team. Now they got these big steroid-taking children. These children taking these puberty blockers and steroids so that they don't become men. You know what I mean? But he's a big, husky male. And he decides he's a woman and he wants to go on the girls' wrestling team and dominating it, of course. But he can hurt your children. Now what you going to do if you go up to your child's school and you see her, you know, see how she's making out on the sport, and she's and some big he-man, she-man comes out wanting to put his hands on your door. It's just not acceptable. But that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. I mean, this is sanity. How can you force me to accept that which I know is insane? That's an insanity. Because no matter what you do, you will never be a woman. There's no amount of blockers, there's no drugs or surgery that can make you a woman. You're a man.
Well, so even after surgery, you still have all genes that dictate
you
being male.
Man.
That's what you're saying, right?
Right, you're still a man. Your organs, they're male. Female organs don't function like male organs.
Right.
Female physiology is not the same as you. You cannot make a man a woman. And
so, okay, since you mentioned that. Yeah, that's what I was going to go to, the government. I mean, do parents have a right? Because you have the Fourth Amendment, right? Do they have a right to say something about that? About what's being taught to their children if it's against their morals and ethics dogmas?
Well,
you
have religious mandates. You know what I mean? Here we have a government that seeks to come between you and your God. You know what I mean? How can you, and they're being really, really, really diabolical with this. You know what I mean? You can't according to Booker, it says it is Kamala.
I can't hear you.
Kamala Harris has one component, and Cory Booker has another. And what they're saying is that you can't reject them on any level. You can't even go off and form a private school and exclude them. They have the right to come, and now this new legislation, they will have the right to come and sue you, sue your school closed, broken closed, because you do not allow a man to come in and go to bathroom with your daughter.
Wow.
Businesses can be closed, can be sued and closed for rejecting a homophobic gay. That's the new, they're making it illegal for you to reject them. And you have to make a decision. It's time for the world, the people. You know what I mean? There are several organizations. I advise people to go to They've Gone Too Far. .org. There are several websites and organizations, Christian organizations. There's several groups coming together to fight this insanity. You know what I mean? Because it comes to, I mean, certain things you have to take a stand on based on what will you do? You know what I mean? Because people keep talking about the law and things like that nature. Well, slavery was legal and in reality, still legal in this country. Does that make it right? Does that make it acceptable? Does that make it something that you can cooperate with? You know what I mean?
Right.
You have to decide whether you're going to allow these people. Can the question of that is, can legislation be written? Can someone else write laws or legislate your ability to reject disorder? What you know is disorder, what you know does not produce positive outcomes. Homosexuals have the highest, the highest suicide rate. You know what I mean? I think that suicide rate is still running. You know, transgender people, that suicide rate is still up 40%. You know what I mean? It's funny, the groups with the highest suicide rate are transgender, homosexual, and police. That's very interesting.
So basically, saying the political state is attempting to force people to accept or believe something simply because they say so in a legislation, you think that amounts to what? Tyranny or a dictatorship or something like that? Or what what is that?
Like I said, they are operating from a position to where they believe they have actually won, and now they are comfortable showing themselves for who they are. They are intent upon forcing their norms on the world. Part of the reason for the whole Obama presidency was unleash him on Africa. You know what I mean? There's a policy that they admit to and they talk about all the time is how they've been, you know, I don't know whether they induce these weather traumas or whatever, but whenever there's a drought or a flood or this, whatever happens in Africa or anywhere else in the world for that matter, and countries are in trouble, here comes America and the UN and the World Health, you know, they come in and say, hey, you know, we can help you out. You know, we got no aid to help you out because we know you're going through a bad time, but you have to change your position on homosexuality. You have to change your position on birth control. You have to change your position on GMO. They came in and enforced their agenda on people who have rejected the agenda, especially homosexuality. They say abortion. You know what I mean? They come in and tell them that you have to allow us to come in and flood your company your country with birth control, and you have to allow homosexuality in your country, or you're not getting this money, and your people are going to die as a result of not getting this money. So this is what they're doing across the globe, you know, and they're still resisting and fighting. So it's a battle for reality. But they're trying to impose this insanity on the world.
Okay, so since you mentioned country, and I knew we were having a show on the day, and so let me ask this question. So if, say if gays, people who are gay or whatever, say if they, or individual, he's not interested in children, you know, because I'm going to assume that not every person who's homosexual is interested in children. Would that be a problem if he was dressed up, culturally, within the cultural standard, and he was a homosexual? Would that be a problem, that person teaching a child?
Most definitely, because he is not qualified to teach my child anything, because he's operating from a deficit. What can someone who's already compromised, what do you say, he can pretend to be a normal person for 8 hours and not twitch around the room or not subtly accentuate his sickness?
Well, not all people who are homosexual appear to be homosexual.
But I'm not going to trust his morality and value. Trust that he will be able to contain himself. Trust that he will not be. He is at best going to be pro-homosexual in his positions on all kinds of issues. See, that's one of the major things problems when you talk about how the homosexuals are, whether homosexuals should be able to adopt children. You know what I mean? Black children. Even if they do not molest them, at very least, they are going to raise gay-friendly and gay-accepting children, which is just another erosion, another step closer to the destruction of the race. This cannot be accepted on anything. This is a battle for survival.
So this
is
psychological warfare.
It's not a lifestyle.
Spiritual psychological warfare you're talking about.
Right. It's warfare on all kinds of levels. On every level. You know what I mean? People always make the argument about whether homosexuals can love the race and be pro-black and be warriors on the front line. How can you be a warrior on the front line when you're already compromised? You've already conceded. You've already betrayed your ancestors.
Well, you said the Greeks were homosexuals, right? Alexander the Great,
right.
They conquered Egypt. They won. They fought wars to conquer Egypt, northern Egypt, northern Africa.
They didn't conquer. That's why I advise people. Another thing about it is one of the most important books you could ever read in your entire life is a book called Destruction of Black Civilization by Chancellor Williams, because it's the only book that clearly conveys that the defeat of Africa was not an overnight event. Yeah, I mean,
right.
The destruction of Africa was the result of wave after wave after wave after wave, succession after succession of assaults after assaults after assaults. We slew them mercilessly for thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And it wasn't until the spiritually immature amongst us found it allowable for them to live next to us. You know what I mean? they finally got wise and said, we don't want to fight no more. Can we, you know, just set up outside your thing and we trade and we just do business, you know what I mean? And that's how the beginning, that was the beginning of the end. It's just like, see, you gotta understand the concept of bodies within bodies. It's just like salt. You know, your first taste of salt doesn't destroy you. You know what I mean? You put a little salt on something first. It's the first time you ran into salt. It doesn't take it. You take a little bit the next day, the day after, and day after. After a period, now the salt has taken over your body. And that's what happened. When you let poison into your system, it begins to take over the body. And before you know it, it's defeated body, and the body is in submission to that. That's what the whole missionary assault was about. That's why that's why Napoleon said, every missionary is worth 1,000 troops. Because the missionary slid in, and what they did was brought a competing ideology to the society. You know, they came saying, I want to be your friend, I want to study you, and they sat up under the children and gave them, you know, with a sandwich in their hand, and gave them conflicting ideologies that weakened the society, had children questioning the values of their ancestors and the authority of their elders, which weakened the society for the invaders. You know, and you had these different competing ideologies, you know what I mean? So that's what happened when you know.
But weren't the Greeks weakened by their ideology also?
Weren't the Greeks weakened by their ideology? No, the Greeks
weren't weakened
by what? By the ideology they encountered and they learned from being around Africans?
No, the ideology that you're saying that the Greeks were homosexual, and that's a weakening for the Africans, right?
Yeah, because we're not homosexual. Homosexuality
right.
is
how
natural
did it,
to them.
Did it make the Greeks weak? Did it make them weak or stronger?
Homosexuality?
Yeah.
No, I mean, homosexuality itself is not a physical affliction. You know what I mean? It's a cultural affliction. It's a societal affliction. You know what I mean? It didn't make them weak physically. It made them strong. That's who they are. That's what held them. That was the glue that bound them together. You know what I mean? Like you said, they went out and they fought better. They fought armies. The armies were homosexual. All their armies were homosexual. You know? I'm talking about when I say the weakening of society. The weakening of society took place because the missionaries came in, and you know they were masters. They studied. You talking about think tanks? They had think tanks to sit there and came up with ways to how to weaken the Africans. You know what I mean? They said they didn't come right in telling them that their God was better than theirs. No, they said, let's agree with them. Let's tell them that, well, your God is a lot like my God. Your God believes this and my God believes this. And let's accentuate on the similarities. And then we spin it around and tell our God's just like his mind, just a little better. The white God's better. You know what I mean? My God does this. They found ways to, you know what I mean, to introduce, to cause the children to question their own belief systems. You know what I mean? In comparison to what the priests had showed them. And of course, they was in there molesting them too. You know they was, you know what I mean? And, you know, the trauma of rape is a hell of a thing on children. It manifests in very different ways. Oftentimes, the child doesn't tell because he doesn't want to be the cause for death. He knows his father's going to kill this beast. You know what I mean? Often, daughters won't tell because they know their father's going to kill them. And they're afraid their father's going to go to jail and they'll never see him again. You know what I mean? This is how stepfathers exist in our midst. You know what I mean? You know, so.
So all homosexuality is caused by someone, by the interaction that's either forced or, you know, subliminally introduced to someone. Is that what you're saying?
It's all based on rape. So even with the white folks, you know what I mean? I mean, it's natural, and except for them, for some reason, because that's who they are. But our only relationship to it or connection to it has been through rape, through the trauma of rape. You know what I mean? When we see it in our community, somebody's been molested, and then they molest
So you're saying Europeans? Are you saying Europeans are homosexual, or all Europeans are homosexual, or homosexuality came from Africans' relationship or interaction with your people who were European? How are you saying that?
Europeans are.
The first question is a homosexual old European, or some Europeans homosexual, or are you all Europeans homosexual? How are you saying that? Are you saying that the homosexuals that came were European?
No, I'm saying all of them are homosexual. Homosexuality, and when I'm talking about Europeans, I'm talking about the European. I'm talking about the white races who were created, lived in the caves, who were released upon the world after the last ice age, you know what I mean, who spent thousands of years living in caves, marrying dogs.
Neanderthal. You're talking about Neanderthal.
Marrying dogs, and this is who they were. And they came out. They came out, and, you know, they brought their norms with them. Incest, homosexuality, pedophilia, bestiality, all this is their nature. And it's been a common theme. It's been a continuous theme through all their societies. See, they didn't come out as a society. They didn't come out as a society.
Right.
They created societies. Like the Greeks weren't even, you know, all that organized. It was Rome that did the first get down or lay down that basically organized all the barbaric tribes across Europe into nations. You know what I mean? It was Rome that did that. You know what I mean? But they were all homosexual. Homosexuality was common. It's a practice of only because the European has never had any interest in the feminine principle. The woman was for procreation only. Other than that, they didn't want to be bothered with her. You know what I mean? That's why they had the best man. The best man was the real love. You know what I mean? The woman was something they had to do to continue society and all that kind of stuff. But his real love was his boy. You know what I mean? This is who they've been since they started organizing into groups. You know what I mean? Their organization into so-called societies or civilizations have been homosexual in nature, you know?
Wow. So what do you say for Caucasians who, Europeans, who say that they're heterosexual, totally, not any interest in homosexuality?
Historically, I found that to be a ruse. Historically, I found that not to be true. If you look at the record, you know what I mean? There are some that profess it and all that stuff, you know what I mean? like the Muslims. You're talking about the Muslims. They're the ones with the most severe penalties for homosexuality. They're the ones with the death laws, and Sharia, and all that kind of stuff. They keep them,
right.
But the homosexuality runs rampant in the people. You know what I mean? The rich ones are screwing each other. The poor ones are screwing goats.
Okay, well, that's another show right
They may profess. They may profess to reject it because of their fear of not looking masculine. But they do it. It's prevalent. It's dominant in their society. I mean, it's just a historical record. That's who they are. They are. It's who they've been.
You want to... We have like 3 minutes. So you want to wrap up in 2 minutes?
Well...
Anything you'd like to say?
What I like to say most importantly is like, you know what I mean? We know this is who they are. This is who they've been and who they'll always be. But we have to, as a race of people, decide whether or not we deserve to continue on this planet. And we will not continue on this planet if we don't become men, if we don't take on the responsibility of protecting our children. Because there's no animal on the face of the earth, no species on the face of the earth will not defend its children. The American Negro is the only creature on the planet Earth that will not defend its children. And I'm talking about against brutality, homosexuality, and police murder. You know, so homosexuality is not natural to us. It is not inconsequential. It is not innocent. It is not something that we should ignore. Who sleep with who is very important because we are a community. We are people of communal values, and pedophilia. We must stand up, and if we are going to become a contender in the world for the resources of the world, like every other group is doing, we have to protect our children. We have to redefine and replenish the family, because the black family is the kryptonite for the white world. You know what I mean? We have to, you've got to have strong families to have strong communities to build strong nations. In order for us to take on and to ensure our place in
all right.
This.
On that note.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm gonna cut you off because on that note, I want to thank you for being a guest on the show. And I want to thank all callers and listeners who are called and listening tonight. And I want to tell everybody again, thank you. And please stay tuned for next week. And don't forget, you can download the show whenever you'd like on the website. Until next weekend. Peace, y'all. Each one reach one. Each one teach one.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Sean, go.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, my theme music is not kicking in for some reason. Let's see if we can get over here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, everyone.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in 4 parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.